another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
Welcome to what already is episode number 100 of my Living by Experience podcast. Over the last 2 years and a bit, I've really enjoyed creating this podcast every week for all of you guys listening to me all around the world. And I want to thank you for being there with me and listening with me and listening to my stories and sharing them and implementing them to create a better life for yourself, whether in business or through travel. But it's time to move on. Today marks the end of an era, and as much as I've enjoyed doing this podcast for the last few weeks, I'm going to focus on some new projects going forward. But I wouldn't do that without leaving you with some final thoughts in this 100th episode of my podcast. Now, if you've been with me for a while, you saw my somewhat ranty status update about our grand life on Facebook a while ago. The summary of that is that we're always posting on social media about the life we want to live and about all the positive things that are happening, whether real or not yet, which is great because we all need goals to work towards. And if you ever heard me speak in public, you know I'll be the first to say that we need more of that. After all, my mission is to inspire others to just fly, whether in business or by achieving their life goals or literally by seeing this beautiful planet we live on through the travel hacking principles that I teach in my book, The Freedom Project, as well as through my online course, The Travel Revolution. But in addition to coming up with goals, we also need to keep it real and be realistic about where we are today. Because we live on a lonely planet. Some travelers never find their way home. Anthony Bourdain may be one of the most prominent examples from the last few years. It doesn't matter how well things appear to be going, just under the surface, there may be a reality that's very real, but also very hidden from the outside world. We're connected all the time, yet more people than ever before feel lonely, miserable, and even depressed. We often don't share what truly matters to us, especially on social media. Our Facebook status updates appear to have turned into a collective memory of how we'd like our life to be. It's far removed from reality. How long are we going to be able to keep up the facade of positivity? As we reflect on our era, maybe a decade from now, social media probably would be considered one of the worst things that happened to human beings from a sociological standpoint. And you're welcome to hit like on that. Let's not forget that anyone who appears to be doing well on a surface level might still be fighting some very serious demons of their own. You never know what someone is going through. Nobody has the silver spoon, and my guess is that if you're reading this and listening to this, you're no different. Something is going on in your life right now that you would like to be different. Now, use that as a piece of connection for the people you work with. Share your story. Demons are fuel and fire, not excuses and fear. If you're serious about sharing your story and sharing something that truly matters to you, I'd welcome you to have a look at my book writing program. It's called writeabookinaweek.com. It's all one word. And in that program, I teach you how to literally share your story and enable others and empower others through a print paperback book.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
Now, every quarter, I set my goals for my life as a creative entrepreneur. And sometimes that means I spend a weekend resetting myself, forgetting about everything I've been doing, and looking at what still works and what doesn't. Today, I'm somehow tired of everything I've built and created in terms of lead pages, click funnels, webinars, ebooks, and all the other stuff that doesn't necessarily work in terms of online marketing. Don't get me wrong, I love the products I've created and I stand behind my books, the courses, and everything else I share. It's just gotten so convoluted with too many funnels, pages, webinars, mini sites, you name it. Why can't online marketing be as simple as, look, here's what I created and this is how it's going to help you? But before I continue on my rant today in this podcast, let me clarify a few things. I still don't believe in if you build it, they'll show up. In which you is the entrepreneur and they is the paying customers. You have to be willing to do the work required to build your dream. I don't care for leads or endless amounts of people on my mailing list. I care about qualified leads that are potentially interested in working with me. Getting leads and people to opt in for the next freebie you'll put out there is easy. Getting qualified people to buy your products and services is not necessarily that easy. So why not? Well, first of all, people are inundated. The world has changed. People are inundated with marketing messages everywhere we go. In my book writing program, I shared that we get hit with several thousands of marketing messages every day. I've created that course, which you can find at writeabookinaweek.com, a few years ago now. So the number of marketing messages that we get hit with likely has gone up since. Today, I can't open my Facebook feed without getting targeted by a never-ending list of so-called marketers who claim that they have the next best thing in online marketing. The definition of what that secret is often different, but they all promise me a 6 or 7 figure return on my investment. I'm sorry to be blunt, but unless you give me a specific number, 6 or 7 figures means you've done zero. Without exception, I call bullshit. So, what's happened? Look at my social media feed and the ads I'm targeted with, and it's obvious that the collective approach is to trick customers in giving us their email address in exchange for something free, then making a small purchase, after which you'll be asked to make an even larger purchase. When's the last time that you sign up for a free event or a webinar, only to be prompted next with a video message asking you to upgrade to, for example, VIP seating at that event for only $97? And once you do that and attend the event, you likely will be arm wrestled into making another purchase on site for anywhere between the popular $997 and even $29,997. It's happening all over. When I attended a recent Tony Robbins event here in Calgary, the lineup of morning speakers employed this strategy for hours on end. So trust me, I've been there, and I still love Tony, but I didn't buy any of the t-shirts from his quote-unquote friends. Sorry, guys. Now, for this reason, I stopped doing webinars. I love teaching and sharing value, and my webinars and online courses have always been built on that cornerstone. I stand behind my content. But 99% of the webinars out there are nothing more but sales presentations. The same goes for the quote-unquote strategy calls. And by now, people know. The secret is out, and the online marketing scheme online gurus target me and you with all these strategies that don't work anymore. Unless you have deep pockets and looking to get rid of some cash quickly, I recommend you stop employing these tactics if you still are today. Now, a couple of months ago, I was on my annual vacation to the Bahamas, and I do this every year, and if you want to come along, I welcome you to check out my travel program. Go to travel-revolution.com, and I share all my secrets there. There's no need to provide an email address. You can literally get a free preview of that course by just getting a preview. There's no gimmicks, there's no PDFs, there's no nothing. I got rid of all these funnels. So have a look, travel-revolution.com. Anyways, on my last trip to the Bahamas, I was reflecting on the work that I had been doing in the previous months prior to going on that trip. And I realized that as a creative entrepreneur, we have to do so many things. To be successful, people tell us that we have to do a laundry list of all these different activities. For example, we have to host webinars, maintain a blog, maintain a website, and of course, a social media presence on pretty much every platform out there. All these things we have to do, because if we don't do them, we're not going to be successful. People tell us we're not going to make it. But ask yourself, what are the results that you're seeing from all those activities that you must do? I believe ultimately none of it works. Webinars don't work. None of these must-do things actually work. Anyone telling you otherwise is probably trying to sell you the webinar software, or maybe they're an affiliate of the person who sells the webinar software. Or, like I spoke about previously, they are some marketing guru who is teaching you a system that worked for them back in the day. But times have changed. What worked for somebody else will likely not work for you. In the end, it's about uncovering your own story. Once you uncover your story, you found your angle. And once you have your angle, all you have to do is now share your message with the world. No tricks required. And that's one of the cornerstones of the class that I've created about digital marketing and growth hacking for creative entrepreneurs. And you can see these classes that I've built in my training institute. The site is libertytrainingacademy.com. It's all one word. So libertytrainingacademy.com. There's a lot of classes on there that I've shared and created to share some of my stories and share some of my experience and the systems that I've used, not for you to replicate literally what I've done, but for you to uncover your story, find your angle, and then to be able to share your message without employing any tricks. So, long story short, if you think that anything that I've created can be of benefit to you, I would love to work with you. And on my Liberty Training Academy website, you can find some of the courses that help you get started. And following my thinking in this podcast, I've personally gotten rid of most of my funnels and lead pages. I don't want your email address. I want you to succeed in the goals that you've set for yourself. What I've created is not for everyone, but you're welcome to have a look at some of my most popular online classes and programs, peek around inside the program, and if you agree that the program could benefit you, sign up to work with me and have access to all of the content in the program. I look forward to it. So just as a reminder, as I wrap up this final 100th episode of my Living by Experience podcast, I have my Write a Book in a Week program. If you go to www.writeabookinaweek.com, it's all one word, you can watch the program, peek around inside the program, and see if this is something you wanted to do. And if you've ever had the thought of writing a book of your own and wanting to have your name on a paperback published book, I would love to work with you, and I would love for you to explore the program and see if this is something that you would want to do for yourself. Now, the other program I want to highlight is my latest addition to my training institute, and it's the Travel Revolution program. Now, the site for this one is travel-revolution.com. And again, same applies here. There's no tricks, there's no gimmicks, there's no PDFs. If you want to peek around inside the program, you're welcome to do so. And if you want to sign up for access to the entire program, you're welcome to do that as well. And I would love to have you on board. So many people that I've worked with in the past tell me that they would love to travel more. They would love to see Europe. They would love to go to South America, or they would love to go whatever destination that they have in the back of their mind. So my question for you today is, what's yours? What is your destination that you've always wanted to see, but for some reason never got around to going there? Maybe you thought it was too expensive or too difficult to travel as far, or maybe travel as near as it is for you. Sometimes you don't need to go far to get away from it all and to enjoy that experience of travel, but more importantly, enjoy the benefits of travel that you'll see in all areas of life, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your career, whether it's growing your business. I always say, I work all the time, but I do my best work when I'm not there, when my business runs without me, and I take some time away, literally, to sit on the beach or to sit by the pool somewhere and just let the good ideas come to me. And I'm telling you, my best ideas have always come to me when I'm away from my day-to-day surroundings. And this is the power of travel. And this is one of the benefits of travel that you can implement in your life. But you got to take that first step and see where you're going next. Now, these are two of the highlights that I wanted to share with you. It's my Write a Book in a Week program and the Travel Revolution. And there's a whole bunch more classes available, and you can find them all at libertytrainingacademy.com. And I look forward to welcoming you in one of my programs. Now, if the programs are maybe not for you and you want to start with a book, my books are available on Amazon. You can just type my name into Amazon. It's Wilco van de Kamp. But you can also look at freedomprojectbook.com, where you can find links to the entire Freedom Project series. There's a book about travel, there's a book about happiness at work, and the last book in this best-selling series is Love 2.0, and it's about improving relationships with other people in all areas of your life. So again, the site for my books is freedomprojectbook.com. And last but not least, if you want to work with me personally, want to get some more attention than just an online class, I want to get access to me one-on-one and work with me on some of the goals that you've set for yourself, I welcome you to explore my personal website. It's www.wilco.ca. And if you go there, you can find some of the programs I've created to work more closely with entrepreneurs like yourself and help you achieve some of the goals that you've set for your life and for your business and for your career. And my mission ultimately is to inspire you and to support you and to just fly. And whether flying for you means literally by seeing some exotic locale somewhere on this planet, or whether it means figuratively and you want to achieve some of the goals that are important to you and that you've set for yourself, I look forward to working you and inspire and motivate you to just fly. Again, my personal site is available at wilco.ca. Now, at the end of this podcast, I would love for you to stay in touch with me. So hop on over to my blog, which I'm going to focus on more. It's Living by Experience, and the link there is livingbyexperience.com. You can sign up there, and I'm happy to share my magazine with you. Every Friday it comes out, and every Friday I feature a new destination of the many places that I've visited on my travels around the world. And every Friday I share my tips and my stories and everything from a particular destination, as well as some goals in terms of career, your business, living your best life. Because in the end of the day, the mission of Living by Experience is all about living the dream one at a time. I thank you so much for being here with me. I thank you for supporting me in creating 100 episodes of this podcast. And I look forward to hear what's next for you. Please don't be a stranger. Please stay in touch and have an awesome day. And most importantly, travel safe.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com. And remember, live your dream one day.